Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gig is up.
Is that an expression? I think it is. To a certain extent, the end of the week means that the gig is up, at least for the week. It's Friday, you know that, the 3rd of December. Hello, the DJV program. The difference between misery and happiness. You know what the difference between misery and happiness is? Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I ask all of you the difference between misery and happiness. What does it depend
on? A smile.
A smile? That's your umbrella.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right.
Your own thought process.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yep. I think that's pretty close, actually. It depends on what we do with our attention. Yeah. So our attention can be focused on silly things, light things, serious things. It's the way the world is. And we're here to sort of talk about what's going on in the world, inside and outside. The fact that there are a lot of people, there seem to be a number, I shouldn't say a lot. There are some people who are in public office right now who are deciding to pull the plug. They've had enough. They don't want to do it anymore. I think the best or latest example of that is Peter DeFazio, who is from Oregon. There are a lot of listeners out in Oregon. I wonder what they think about the announcement that he made this week that he's not going to seek re-election. 36 years. It's about time he left, right? Been there too long. And how much influence has he had? That's a name that's recognizable, don't you think? There are a lot of people, at least on the Democratic side of things, who think that these announcements, and there have been a couple of them, will put in jeopardy. Let's see, there are 16 Democrats who decided to retire so far from the House, 10 Republicans. So, no! We're not going to have control anymore. I don't know. I think it depends on what happens over the next, 4 or 5 months? Is that, what's the time frame? It's certainly too early.
Well,
13
I think
months
come January 3rd, it's going to be election season. I think it's going to happen. It's already starting. Just people that I know who are already jumping into races. I think once the holidays are done, it's going to be on. These election cycles get longer and longer and longer.
Yep,
I know. Get ready for it.
Tired of it. So, one of the Democrats.
Victoria's birthday, we're going to have an election.
It's just what I wanted for my birthday.
I knew that's what you were asking for.
When's Victoria's birthday? Sometimes I don't remember as well.
Sometimes you never remember.
January. 4th of January? Yeah, okay. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Just in case I don't get there.
Right.
In time. So one of the focus groups that the Democrats have run this past week suggests to them also that they have a problem. There's a bluntly worded memo that has been released on what the Democrats need to do, and they are not doing it. The focus on the economy, they're doing just the opposite, in fact. And I don't, you know, I'm not here to make a lot of hoopla about what goes on politically, although I do think that there are a lot of people that listen to the program who are interested. And they want to do rah, rah, shish, kumbah. Well, yeah, the Republicans are always the best, and the Democrats are always the best. Both of them, they've outlived their usefulness, as far as I'm concerned. The party system is broken. The whole system, never mind the party system, the system of how we run our government is broken. And it seems to get more broken or worse all the time. The idea that we are not paying attention, or people who are leaders aren't paying attention to what's going on economically, the fact that people are not working, that people are still on the government dole, there are more plans to give money away that can be easily, the rules can be skirted. There are just a lot of things going on. How do we fix them? I don't know. You know, I like to find solutions to stuff. It's very difficult to understand how it's like you throw your hands up. You'd like to think that there were solutions, And maybe there are solutions that are easily, more easily found than continually saying, well, it's his fault. No, it's their fault. They did it. Trump did it. No, Joe Biden did it. No, it's nonsense. So, I don't know. I guess
so my favorite question for elected officials is, tell me what you've done for your constituents. That's all you have to ask.
What have you done for me lately?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question because so much of and this and what is do they say? Partisan.
When you ask them that question,
it's not partisan, but particularly with members of Congress, it becomes about survival rather than doing anything for
and
the people that they were elected.
Oh my God!
Fundraising. Oh yeah.
And part of that is by design. I mean, not by design, but not their fault. They have to run every 2 years, which means you are constantly in a fundraising cycle.
Is it time to change it so that we have...
I don't know if it matters very much, because look at the Senate. The Senate runs every 6 years, and you still have people who are constantly not willing to take a stand. So, you know, we can say, yes, you would think rationally that if you changed it, there'd be less of it, but you still have a lot of senators who are there who are... You know, just sort of trying to find...
Grassley is running from Iowa. He's 86 years old. Mm-hmm. He has been in there...
I thought he was retiring.
No.
He wanted to, but here's... Mm-hmm. You know, it's really funny. I was having this conversation with my partner on here, who's very smart and very conservative and watches this stuff. And he's like, yeah. And he goes, why is he running again? I said, he has no choice. And that's because the polling indicates that Iowa's a toss-up state. And so Grassley's very popular. If Grassley runs, he's a shoo-in to win re-election. If you take the chance that you have to do a primary situation, it's possible that this is a Senate seat that could be flipped. So, of course, the pressure is going to be on Grassley to run again. And then he can jump out in a year or two, and the governor in that state can appoint someone. It's in these toss-up states, this is what people do. Instead of who should run or you know, good reasons or common sense thinking, it's like, okay, we've got this number, and this looks likely. And everybody's not, you know, everybody's just following what the numbers look like. So It's not surprising he's going to run again.
Who watched Alec Baldwin last night on that interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC?
I DVR'd it. I didn't get to watch it.
Yeah, I didn't
see it. I watched it. I watched that. No, I watched the whole thing.
He looks awful. He looks...
He doesn't look good.
He looks like someone... The bags under his eyes weigh more than his wife. I mean, like, it looks... Yeah. He just does not look well at all.
He told Stephanopoulos that he first met the cinematographer that was killed on October 11th, just before they started... shooting, and just before she was killed. He doesn't take responsibility. He said, it's not my fault. I thought he came across as measured. He came across as someone who cared. Whether he was looking for or why he agreed to do this is not clear. Sympathy, people getting the story straight, whatever. The things that were said over and over and over again. It wasn't an hour interview. This is a 5-minute interview, not a 1-hour thing.
One of the clips, and since you saw it, the reason I'm just curious to know what he said, because one of the clips that's been circulating on social media to promote it is that he said he didn't pull the trigger. What did he mean by that?
He didn't pull the trigger. There was no trigger. The trigger was not pulled. He had cocked the gun, and when he was done being directed by this lady as to how to hold the gun, where to hold it, where was the angle of the camera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
You mean the cinematographer who got shot?
What did I say?
Yeah. Well, you said the lady. So because the armorer is also a woman, so
yeah.
I was...
Okay, yeah. So,
Helena Hutchins, who got shot, but Alec Baldwin, he was saying that he had the hammer cocked, and when he let go of the hammer, that's when the gun shot.
Yeah.
What's a hammer?
Hammer
it's
is the
little thingy up at the top.
Tripper in the back.
Yeah.
It actually fires when it hits the end of the bullet, the cartridge. That's where the explosion takes place in the bullet to send the bullet out of the cartridge. That makes
like
sense?
In old Western movies when you see those
guns. Yeah, now I'm picturing
an
old Western gun. I had forgotten that it was an old Western gun. Okay,
Well. That's it. He said that he spent a lot of time with the husband, and they had dinner the night that the husband came there to meet with him. And he says, I feel responsible for what... I didn't get that he said he was responsible. He was a producer, but he wasn't the producer that would be responsible for the. And this, I understand, this is how this works. There are a couple of kinds of producers. One of them is one type of producer monitors the way the money is spent, the investor's money.
That's the type he was doing?
No.
He was doing the money?
He was not doing the money. He was in charge of the production crew and who got hired.
And that's why he's responsible. I mean, look, this would be a whole different story if it was just Alec Baldwin, the actor. But I think the reason that he's getting a lot of the... At least a lot of the scrutiny is because it was his production and because there were already issues on the set.
No, I disagree. Well, there were issues on the set, but there is...
I think he even split
a lot of hairs. I don't know that he did know about it. I think that there
did
was...
he mention the armorer?
But no,
because
all of the crew...
Yes. Really in question.
All the crew walked off the day before because of safety issues, so...
No, they walked off because
it.
No, they didn't walk off for safety issues. It was very clear they left, and he addressed this because they didn't like their hotel rooms.
The hotel was too far away.
Yeah, they
right.
said they said they something about their.
They claimed that it was something about safety.
Nah.
Right.
See, and this is an interesting exercise because I watched it from beginning to end. You are relying on things that have been anecdotally taken out of. Jay, did you watch it?
I DVR'd it. Yeah, I DVR'd it, but before there are emails.
I'm just telling you, from Alec Baldwin's point of view.
Yeah, Alec Baldwin may have not seen these emails, but there were emails to other producers about the safety. Alec Baldwin, what he was saying, I'm getting from you, Doug, is that he didn't see those emails. The only thing he knew of was the hotel conditions.
Right, and the only reason he knew that wasn't because he'd seen the stuff. Look, when you're doing something like this, this was a low-budget film. And there is a lot of cost cutting, obviously, in any low budget operation, no matter what it is, whether it's you're running a factory or whether you're, you know, have a taxi company and you don't put air in the tires, whatever it is, there are always ways of cutting corners. And so it may have been that some of these things weren't looked upon as they ought to have been looked upon. I think the scrutiny ought to be on this young woman who was in charge of
the armorer.
Of the set.
Yeah,
of the,
that's what I wanted to hear him talk about.
The question kept being asked. We still don't know. The police are investigating. Where did this bullet come from?
Right.
Why was it there? And there's no answer to that at the moment. So you can say all you want to about all of these other things, but that's the crucial question. And I agree with him. There needs to be an answer to that. 18 past the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
To find your balance, keep riding. And if you stop, put your feet down
so you don't fall.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The holiday shopping rush is on right now, and MyPillow has been keeping a close eye on supply chain issues. Right now, MyPillow has all products in stock with no back orders and no delayed shipping. And why is that? Well, because MyPillow products are all made right here in the United States. And this year, MyPillow is making sure Christmas is not canceled. Find everything from the legendary MyPillow to their sheets, their slippers, their robes, and now cardigan sweaters. They're all in stock, ready to ship fast. MyPillow is your one-stop shop for everything on your list. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, and in the box put DJV for deals like this one and the Giza Dream Sheets, too. Lowest price ever on premium MyPillows. Promo code DJV. Check it out at MyPillow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Number one, I used to say in the music world when we were doing hit radio, it was number one with a bullet, and now we don't say that anymore for pretty obvious reasons. 23 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and Jay. Jay's going to bring us through the latest from Meghan Markle right after this.
Hey, yeah, how's it going?
Word of mouth has Dante's dental clinic thriving.
17 new patients? Nice. Is this next month's calendar?
But he needs another dentist to give his schedule a good cleaning.
This is this week? You're kidding. Oh, you're not.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during the Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full offer details at Tempur-Pedic.com.
One, two, three, Jay, you're it. What's going on with Meghan Markle these days, according to some of the trending social media material?
She won a very lengthy court battle when the publishers of the Mail on Sunday printed a private letter she wrote to her father. Well, she won that victory, and that means that the case will not proceed to trial.
How'd they get the letter?
Her dad. Was it her dad?
Yeah, I think her dad sent it to the press.
Gave it to them?
He's such a gem.
He really is. He loves
father
his
of the year
first
yeah.
before
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's
so now they
enough.
Have to pay out some financial damages, and the newspaper group has to issue a public apology.
I think it's time for more people to sue newspapers and public bugles like this for material that is private, that somehow, like TMZ, I don't understand how they don't get sued more often. And they do.
TMZ is very careful, though. Harvey
yeah.
Levin's a lawyer. He doesn't mess around.
He's not a dummy.
Mm-mm. Yeah, they're very right. careful.
So maybe the other people that are there are dummies. Maybe that's how that happens under the circumstances.
Well, and that was also one of the statements Meghan Markle made about this whole thing, calling the tabloid industry out for it's an industry that conditions people for profit and lies. They'll cause pain. They'll be cruel.
And they don't care what they say.
Yeah, it's a model that rewards chaos above truth, is what she said.
I remember,
if they get it wrong, the retraction comes like 50 pages
right,
back.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
The story's out there already.
It's a small asterisk at the bottom.
Yeah.
I remember when Johnny Carson sued the National Enquirer. And
that was a big one.
It was, and he won millions and millions and millions of dollars. Because they had said something about his private life. I forget, one of his wives or something. And it was completely off base, but because he was, probably the most popular person on television at the time, he was great fodder. And so what came out in the trial was that they actually have a slush fund that they set aside, mm-hmm. and I wonder how many other organs like that do. They have millions of dollars set aside for circumstances like this, because they know they're going to get sued. And so if we lose, okay. And then they weigh, does it make sense that we make more money on the story than we might if we were, if we hadn't told the story, we didn't get sued. But look at all the publicity we got. Look at all the advertising we got. Look at all the money we made. So it's worth it to give Johnny Carson $23 million or whatever it was.
His settlement was huge, though. That was a really big deal. I was so young. I don't remember what it was about, but it was a huge deal.
And he used the money to buy a new house because he was going through a divorce.
Yeah, like Malibu. At the time,
the Malibu house came out of the settlement with the National Enquirer. And that, but we all, it was like war. There was another tabloid at the time, Weekly News of the World, and it always put stars with aliens, that kind of stuff. It was just plain silly stuff. None of that here. However, it's Friday, December 3rd at 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. General Motors marked a major milestone in its commitment to an all-electric future as President Biden's international UAW and UAW Local 22 leadership and plant employees joined together to celebrate the grand opening of the Factory Zero EV assembly plant. Production is now set to begin less than 2 years after GM announced the massive $2.2 billion investment to fully renovate the facility to build a variety of all-electric trucks and SUVs. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president releasing the administration's COVID-19 winter strategy. Joe Biden saying the situation in the U.S. is greatly improved as compared to a year ago, as he cites growing concerns about the new Omicron variant. He does warn things could take another turn for the worse this winter, but he is taking steps to try to reduce the risk.
And it doesn't include shutdowns or lockdowns, but widespread vaccinations and boosters and testing and a lot more.
A bill to extend government funding is on its way to the U.S. Senate after some quick passage by the U.S. House, as the measure that was approved by a 221 to 212 vote pushes existing funding to mid-February. It's aimed at averting a government shutdown. Hulu is now pulling a documentary about the Astroworld tragedy after facing social media backlash. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Whatever happened to the Hunter Biden laptop story? The laptop was forfeited to a Delaware computer repair shop just before the 2020 presidential election. Copies of the hard drive were given to the FBI, and the Department of Justice assured Americans it would be investigated. The explosive emails allegedly show candidate Biden was not truthful when he says he had no idea about Hunter's overseas business dealings, and Biden could be compromised with foreign nationals. Social media fact-checkers blocked the story, some assume because it could have cost the Democrat president his victory. Journalist with The Federalist, Eddie Scarry, was on Fox News early Friday morning with his take.
Yeah, America's favorite son in the news again. The story has kind of developed from being about Hunter Biden being this embarrassing, this embarrassment to his family, to his father, Joe Biden, with the pictures of the seedy hotels, the drugs, the hookers, and to being one about really what does implicate his father in foreign interests. And what we see is that there were these foreign actors that then went on to raise money for Joe Biden for political purposes. And I guess that you would then say in a nutshell that this shows Joe Biden to be the word globalist. When we talk about what globalists are, and it's someone who puts their own profit, their own interests, their own power seeking ahead of the country, ahead of the interests of their fellow citizens. That's what the Hunter Biden story has developed. It went from him just being an embarrassment to now exposing to how his father operates, how he's put his own interests ahead of the country's.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Focus frame, if you will. Excuse me. Oh, man. All right, Victoria, you and I share. Well, we all are sharing the same thing. Yeah. I wonder how many people around the country listening. We have three
is
or
is anyone
four
else going people. Through this?
Yeah.
What I'm really suffering. What it is. I mean, winter gets me anyway. There's something in the air.
Yeah, but we've had this for months, yeah. Almost. Feels like years.
But, yeah, it's rough.
All right, so let's go to space, shall we? Out there. The astronauts
are there allergies in space, by the way?
Ooh, oh,
that's
sure.
A good question. Things. I mean, you wouldn't know because you've got your helmet on and your oxygen and all that, but yeah, that is interesting.
No, when you're in the capsule or you're in the International Space Station, sure.
Do they like have a dust buster up there? Like, how do they clean the ISS?
Oh, they must.
Right?
They have a care.
Do they have a chore wheel? You know, like does someone's on dishes? Right. Someone has
who
to make it a toilet.
Who cooks? Yeah. Like a fire station. Who's cooking breakfast?
Yeah.
Today?
Who reheats the dehydrated chili?
Yeah. Astronauts Tom Marshburn and Kayla Barron were supposed to complete the job of fixing that broken antenna outside the space station earlier in the week, but they didn't. They actually did it yesterday because of all the debris that's out there. And so NASA has determined the astronauts were safe. They didn't want to go out there on Tuesday for obvious reasons. They would have get whacked on the head by all the stuff that's floating around out there. And
then you're like George Clooney in that movie, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Creepy.
Right. Exactly. The Russians destroyed an old satellite up in space. That's what this is all about. There are pieces of garbage, debris, whatever it is from that thing. 1,700 of them, as a matter of fact, of this piece of this satellite. And the Russians say, I don't know. How do they say it in Russian?
What does the
Russian say? Well, that sounds like my late Jewish uncle, right? Anyway, there were 11 small debris strikes on the station itself, and those were removed during the spacewalk. This thing has been up there for 20 years. This, what I'm talking about, the Russians' satellite, so that was why it was destroyed. Didn't work. It wasn't functioning at all. Marshburn's 61 years old, the oldest person to conduct a spacewalk. I don't think it's kind of like anything else. If you're in good shape, it doesn't make a difference how old you are.
Yeah, Ms. Barron space, is, you know, space like years takes old. Years off your life. So to be 61, but you know,
does it really?
Well, that's what they say. The conditions are, you know, and like you're, it messes with your bone density, and that's why astronauts
are
like
more than anything else.
Well, your bone density is pretty intense. Like, that's,
yeah, that's very important. Oh, sure. As you get older, especially. Maybe
I think that's
the point.
Why your bone density is important. Oh, sure. Right. Bone density. Well, yeah, but that's why astronauts are, like, the most studied people on the planet.
Really?
Because they have to study all of their, you know, their health and their vitals, and everything is so, you know, it's really intense.
All right, speaking of studying things, Jay, looks like there's a new documentary about Astroworld. It's entitled Astroworld Concert from Hell. I guess we can travel
into that.
Is
this the new fire festival?
Oh, no. This was already pulled. Hulu posted this, and they already pulled it because there was some confusion. It was a new special from KTRK and ABC Houston station that aired back in November 20th. And Hulu was like, okay, we're going to stream this. And people were thinking it was a Hulu documentary. So,
right.
And
about
of
the
course,
actual
they're getting
event.
A lot of backlash because people are like, folks are still burying their loved ones. There's still investigations going on. True documentary should wait until they have all the facts. So Hulu was like, okay, never mind. Sorry about that. And they pulled it.
Yeah. Huh. Since the start of the pandemic, this country has experienced a troubling trend. Well, I guess we've experienced a number of troubling trends. Yeah. But this one, the focus here and now is on the number of people who have been injured or killed in traffic accidents. The, what do they call the council, whatever it is, the council, there's something related to the AAA. Anyway, but there is a report suggesting 38,680 people have died in crashes in the past year. 38,000.
It's not surprising when you see how angry people are.
A huge spike.
Road
yeah, right.
Rage
yeah, it's
insane.
All road rage stuff.
I had someone almost run me off the road yesterday. It's just, it's nuts. And then there was this, I was behind an SUV, and it was, this car was literally swerving. We were on a two-lane road. She was going in and out of each lane, and I was like, okay, it's 2 a.m. She's clearly, maybe she's drunk, and we, when we went to pass her, she was texting. She was in two different lanes.
Yeah.
Almost hit a car. Didn't even, It's crazy. People in the texting, it's just got to stop. And they've done studies. They're worse than drunk drivers.
Well, and they're also younger. They're young, irresponsible drivers who die.
This woman looked like she was like at least mid-30s.
She could be that in that circumstance. Yeah, they should know a lot better. But back to what you were saying off the air about Hilaria, Baldwin's wife, and what a narcissist she is. The world is full of everybody, or not everybody, but lots of people who it's all about them. It's me, 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 me.
They got to get somewhere. They've got to make a phone call.
Yeah, I got to get there first. I experience it every day. I was on a tractor yesterday bringing a load of corn back to the farm for the cows. And I was on one farm cutting the corn, and then I came down the street, went out the other street, and this jerk behind me in a Mercedes, white Mercedes, he follows me maybe for a quarter of a mile, and then he starts blowing his horn. And he tries to pass me. Somebody, luckily, there's a double yellow line. This is a narrow country road, just barely 16 feet wide. And he wants to get around me. And the reason I tell you the story is because it happens all the time, much more so now than it ever did before. And so you look at these situations with people that I'm more important than you are. This is not a contest at all. I mean, maybe it is. But this aggressive, dangerous driving that creates these fatal crashes are now on the mind of a lot of people in government. So what do they do? In my neighborhood, we had a hearing last week to put speed bumps on the road to slow people down because they use this old narrow country road as a cut through from one city to another. And there's not the local traffic isn't what's responsible for this. It's people trying to get to work from another, and they don't want to go down the major roads because those are all loaded with traffic. So now they load up our streets with that traffic. And so putting speed bumps, they have done some of it around here, and it's annoying as hell, frankly. And it doesn't, you know, depending on how you approach these humps and bumps, if you're not aware that they're there, then, you know, you can cause yourself some damage, which I don't really care whether people have damage or not. They're coming through. It just is, it's the tone, if you will, of the people. I'm more important. Get out of the way. People don't understand farming. They don't know. You know, I had a conversation once with a guy who I actually, he went off the road. And so I stopped the tractor and I got off and I went and talked to him because he was, I knew he was all right. And I said to him, what are you doing? Why are you trying to get, well, I've got to get home to my wife. I said, do you understand how agriculture works? How tractors on narrow roads where there are a lot of open fields, you
no,
see things growing.
No, because food comes from the grocery store.
Yeah, well, there it is. Right. Exactly. Yep. 94% of serious accidents, according to the NTSA, are caused by human error. That's it. Yep. So, dangerous roads, part of it, I suppose. All the work, the construction's being done here and there. But it's more selfish thinking than anything else. Here's something I thought was pretty interesting, ladies. Mariska Hargitay, you know, she's the star of Law and Order SVU. There's a video circulating around now, Jay, on social media that shows she actually went to, they shoot all around New York City, inside, outside. She asked a man to stop singing, interrupting the shoot.
Yes, she's awesome. So this passerby was singing loudly, intentionally disrupting the shoot, refused to stop when members of the crew were like, hey, can you stop? So Olivia Benson herself walks over and is like, hey, your singing is beautiful, but we're really trying to get the shot. Would it be okay if you don't sing?
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped?
Well, they made some kind of deal. You can't exactly hear what she said, but she's like, we'll make a deal. I'm happy to do that for you. Just we're shooting right now. Is that okay? And he was quiet, and so they could finish
up. I'll come to your house for dinner on Saturday. But
We'll take a selfie together later. Just be quiet.
But again, here's that selfish, I want to be important. I want to do something.
That's obnoxious. I mean, look, I've been held up as a longtime New Yorker, okay? There's filming all over the place. And when you can't walk across the street because they're holding up the foot traffic and you're on your way to work or the subway or whatever, it is super annoying. And it's a major infringement upon everyone. So I get it, how annoying it is, but I would not intentionally disrupt a shot. That's just stupid. But I do have a lot of empathy. I've been there myself. It's horrible when you just are stuck there while they get their shot or whatever, and it's so annoying. But, you know, they get a lot of money from it. They have a lot of tax revenue. So I guess if you live in Georgia, right, where they film everything now, you probably have the same experience.
Yeah, well, I think
that's
it. But
in such a densely populated area, it's a challenge. It's definitely a challenge.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's a challenge that we all have. We're facing the battle of the bulge. I've had a week away in ate a lot of stuff, I'll tell you. Some of it was better for me than other. That's another way of saying some of it was really bad for me, but it was yummy stuff. Some of the Hawaiian cooking. Well, we found a place. We didn't find a place. So Larry knew there's a bakery on the island that actually advertised on the radio station. And so we went there and met the owner. You know, he wanted a glad hand. They have pineapple fritters like you have never, ever tasted in your life. And so we got a bag full of them. And when I was on the air Monday and Tuesday, I was chomping
on these.
Are
they like,
these.
What are they? Are they like deep fried
like
dough with
yep.
pineapple?
Yep. That's exactly what they are.
That
yep.
sounds
oh,
yummy.
Oh, my God.
So why don't anyway, you bring some back for us?
I know. Thanks for sharing.
It'd have been a
always
little stale.
Thinking of us.
Would love to create a fresh pineapple.
It's really, it was worth the trip, shall we say. So now what happens is I'm doing this and you're doing this. We're all doing the same thing. Part of the eating is, frankly, a way of dealing with the stress and the pressures of what's going on in life, whether it's your job or your family. I understand that. Making yourself feel good. Yeah, I felt not that I have some of those issues because I kind of don't, but I felt great eating that pineapple fritter. Whoa, man. It was fabuloso. So anyway, I've gained a few pounds, and I didn't bring Calitrin with me, so I was off on a toot for a while. Now I need to really focus because I don't like the feeling. And that's what whether you're thinking about your own health and well-being, which is an important thing for all of us to do if we want to take care of ourselves and our family. But there's also this feeling of the way it looks. I don't know. I don't like it. So if you want to make sure you don't have that same experience, then why don't you go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. Toploss.com is where you get the information about how Calitrin works. You get the information about how successful it is. You get the information about the science behind this simple formula that's all natural that'll keep the weight off. Once you lose it, you've done all that work, so come on. Stay with it. Start now so you don't have to fight the big battle of the bulge come January. So check it out, toploss.com. Use the DJV code when you check out for unlimited special value. When you buy all of these things, you can get twice as much if you play your cards right. Using the DJV code also saves you shipping. It is a great way for you to save yourself. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that's natural, that works at keeping the weight off at toploss.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding in your mind.
Never, ever, ever.
Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers. Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more Cyber Monday Rewind the Clock deals. Cyber Monday prices are back for one day only. Get more and save more on premium brands with eBay's Can't Miss Monday deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Now, 53 past the hour, I'm Doug Steffen, here with Victoria Keelan to go through the top five technology stories, Tech Talk time, with the top five from this past week, starting out at number five with this new browser extension. What does that do?
Well, the new browser extension actually shows you which products in your Amazon search results are sold by brands that are either owned by or are exclusive to Amazon. So it gives you a better idea of who's selling what you're actually buying. It's called Amazon Brand Detector, and it is a free extension. It's a free download using Google Chrome or Firefox. And it's made by a company called The Markup. And so along with filters and other techniques, they detect and highlight products that are part of Amazon's brands. Now, the thing that's deceiving, one of the many things about Amazon that's deceiving, is that the names sound like they're standalone brands. Rivet, Stone & Beam, Ravenna Home Goods, Mama Bear, Wag for dog stuff, Happy Belly, and I mean, the list goes on and on. It's 150 brands that Amazon has registered with the U.S. Trademark and Patent Office, and they sell hundreds of thousands of items under these names. So if you are a person who decides to sort of begrudgingly shop on Amazon, and you really want to know where the stuff is coming from and who's making it, then this browser extension, Amazon Brand Detector, is very eye-opening. It puts a big orange block that appears around each item that's owned by Amazon. And it's pretty damning when you see how Amazon pushes all of their own brands, even though they constantly say they don't.
Useless.
So, it's a good shopping tool.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy stuff on Amazon, period, end of story. All right, next item, number four, has to do with a fellow that's been running Twitter for quite a long time.
Yeah, Twitter co-founder and CEO Jack Dorsey announced his departure this week. He confirmed that the chief technology officer, Parag Agrawal, will replace him and take a seat on the board as well. That's effective immediately. Dorsey returned to take the lead at Twitter as CEO in 2015, despite being forced out back in 2008. And so Dorsey said he's decided to leave Twitter because he said, "I believe the company is ready to move on from its founders, and my trust in Parag as Twitter's new CEO is deep. And his work over 10 years has been transformational." So he said it's time for everybody to move on, and we'll see what happens with Twitter in the future.
Arrivederci, Roma, etc. Okay, so let's go to number three then, Victoria, which is about online spending from this past week or two, right?
Yep. So online sales during Black Friday took a bit of a tumble this year. It actually marked the first time that spending has dipped lower than the previous year. Online shoppers spent a total of $8.9 billion this year. It fell short of the $9 billion that was spent in 2020. Now, analysts are really looking at these numbers, and they suggest that the downward trend might actually be caused by an uptick in early spending. Some stores started their sales and promotions in October this year. As we all know, I mean, even Christmas music started before Halloween in some places. So shoppers did make online purchases during Black Friday, though. They just found that 44% of those sales were made from a smartphone. That's a 10.6% increase from last year, which is kind of interesting. More and more people are shopping from their smartphones. Cyber Monday sales were down 1.4% year over year, according to Adobe Analytics. Shoppers spent $100 million less this year than they did in 2020 on Cyber Monday. But here's the good news, though. This is good news for retail. Overall, from November 1st to the 29th, Adobe Analytics reports shoppers spent $109 billion. That's actually it's almost a 12% increase from last year. So overall, this is really good news for retail. And it also, you know, shows that a lot of the analysts who say the economy is actually pretty hot right now, this proves it. Retail is always a really good indication of, you know, how
retail
good the
and
is.
Housing starts.
Right.
Those are the two things.
Look around. If you see a lot of new construction in your area,
Yep. Number two this week on our countdown of the top five tech stories is a focus on what Samsung is doing.
Yeah, Samsung's planning to build a $17 billion semiconductor factory in Taylor, Texas, which is not far from Austin. They're going to do this over the next 3 years. They've announced a 5 million square meter facility that's going to aim to be to boost production of advanced logic semiconductors, which are used in phones and computers. Obviously, we need a whole bunch of them. So that is great news, and I'm glad that Samsung is furthering their investment in the U.S.
Number one story this week from the world of technology focuses on something good General Motors is doing.
Yeah, this is another great story. So GM is going to spend $4 billion on the construction of two battery factories in North America. One will be in Lordstown, Ohio, the other Spring Hill, Tennessee, and they are now going to reduce the amount of cobalt in electric vehicle batteries by 70%. That's a huge, huge reduction. They're going to add in aluminum instead. This takes the reliance on China mining cobalt. This in the next few years is going to be a really big deal for us.
Time to pull the rug out from under the Chinese when it comes to that stuff and a lot of other things as well. All right, Victoria, thank you.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.